came across yesterday. We have time to another idea, but let's discuss one very simple idea. Soon we're going to begin the Bein HaMitzarim. Kol Oyeveha Hisiguga Bein HaMitzarim. All of her enemies, based upon a pasuk in Eicha, all of her enemies overtook her between the straits. Bein HaMitzarim. Between the straits, pasuk in Eicha, and this became the expression, between Bein HaMitzarim, we're passing through a narrow passageway. Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. Shavasa B'Tamuz, when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, it took the enemy, both in the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, 21 days to be able to go from the walls of Yerushalayim to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. If today you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, you go to the Old City, and you look at the remnants, the remnants of the walls of Yerushalayim, and you walk from the old city, from the walls of Yerushalayim, the old city, to the Kotel HaMaravi, it'll take you less than 5 minutes, okay, to travel. It took the Romans in the time of the Bayis Rishon, and it took the Bayis Sheni, and the Babylonians in the time of the Bayis Rishon, 3 weeks. To go, what takes us 5 minutes. Why did it take them 3 weeks to go, what takes us 5 minutes? Because they were fighting. Just because they succeeded in breaching the walls, Yerushalayim was sealed shut for 2.5 years. Okay, during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni less. But the Bayis Rishon, let's talk about Bayis Rishon, the city was sealed shut. No one went in, no one went out for 2.5 years. And on the outside were the Babylonians desperately trying to knock down the walls, but they were unsuccessful for 2.5 years. Finally, after 2.5 years, they were able to penetrate the walls, and it was a bloodbath for the next 3 weeks as they marched forward what would normally take 5 minutes to get to the Beis HaMikdash and to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, during the 3 weeks, we have to appreciate, if you want to reenact history and put yourself back in time, what was happening during this period of time, it was blood. It was just pure blood. Every day was a massive, massive war in a very small, confined area. Yerushalayim is not all that big. The old city, relatively speaking, to today's standards, are pretty, pretty small. And how many people were living in the old city? It sounds like millions. I mean, I'm not exactly sure the numbers, but there were quite a number of people living in the old city, and every single day was a bloodbath. So it's not a very pleasant time of the year. Now, every single year we observe this time, and we conduct ourselves with the laws of Avelus. So there's a very famous word from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dev Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from Boston, and it could be it's not only him, it's other people as well. It's a very straightforward idea, and the question is, why is it that when a person, a private individual, when he observes Avelus, we go from severe to less severe? Rachmana litzlan, a person has a relative that's dying. There's no Avelus. A person may be a goises. He may be minutes before death, and it's obvious that he's dying. He's saying vidui. His relatives are allowed to eat. They're allowed to eat meat, drink wine, they're allowed to wear shoes, they can take a haircut, they can listen to music, they can do whatever they want in halacha. There are absolutely zero restrictions in the world of halacha, knowing that in a few moments, this relative of mine will pass away. That's halacha. It's obvious to all. Kachi darko shel olam, a person has the simonim mufhakim that he's leaving this world, and it's going to happen very soon. So what? You, obviously, not in a very good frame of mind, any normal person, but halacha, does the Shulchan Aruch enter into your life? No. The Shulchan Aruch stays on the shelf. It's not relevant to you. The laws of Avelus, they're not relevant. It's on the shelf. It's not here. Do whatever you want. Rachmana litzlan, when that moment comes, and this person leaves this world, then it kicks in. Not only does it kick in, it kicks in with the greatest intensity ever. And that is, the person is an oinein, which means he's fully exempt from every halacha and shulchan aruch. Can't do it. Lois asay, but he has no obligation to do asays. He doesn't make blessings. He doesn't daven. Doesn't wear tefillin. Nothing. Like a mamash like a goy. Come on. I mean, I'm not totally, but there's no observance. Because the only thing he has to do now is to bury the dead. And when that comes to an end, okay, the laws come back in play, but there are so many severe restrictions. There's no meat. I take it back. There is meat. I take it back, I'm sorry. There is no yai, there is no wine, right? There's no wine, I don't remember already. There is one. I take it back, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. There is no, look at that. There's no cutting the hair. He does not wear shoes. He's not allowed. He doesn't cut his hair. He's not allowed to greet people. He's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. They're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to him. Okay, there are certain laws that are in Shulchan Aruch. They're not allowed to bathe. There are certain laws that are in Shulchan Aruch. And then there are Minhagim. There are various customs. And then after 3 days, the laws are a bit more relaxed. He's allowed to greet people. They're allowed to greet him. He still can't do, but they're allowed to greet him. There are other examples. And then we go further. After 7 days, the laws are a little more relaxed. And then it comes Shloshim. Pretty much it's over. Okay, and then if a person is sitting Shiv, Rachman, and for a parent, there are customs as to how he conducts himself until Yud Beis Chodesh. Kibrav, or whatever. It's different customs. But basically, we go from Chamor to Kal. That is the direction. When it comes to the Bein HaMitzarim, it's just the opposite. Just the opposite. We go from what? From Kal to Chomor. Mm-hmm. Once we come to Chodesh Tammuz, are there any restrictions in Chodesh Tammuz? I'm not aware. There must be something. Once Rosh Chodesh begins, it's the Chodesh. The Chodesh also counts for something. I don't know what the practical difference is, but there has to be something in Halacha that's different about Chodesh Tammuz. Obviously, this coming Sunday is Shavuos B'Tammuz. Many halachas kick in. Okay, we're going to go over the halachas. We'll be there next week. We'll go over the halachas. The halachas kick in. And then when you get to Rosh Chodesh, more halachas. It gets even more chomer. And then you come to Shavua Shechalboy. This year there's a machloikas. Ashkenaz Sfar. There's a Shavua Shechalboy because it's on Shabbos. When Tish B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, the machloikas, is there a Shavua Shechalboy? Maybe yeah, maybe not. And then Tish B'Av at night, Erev Tish B'Av, after Chatzos, oh, it's more chomer. The night of Tisha B'Av is the worst. That's the worst. The night of Tisha B'Av is the peak. Is the peak of the Avelus. The morning of Tisha B'Av is very severe, but not as severe as at night. After Chatzos is less. The night after Tisha B'Av, okay, this year it's not relevant because this year it's a Nidche, but the night after Tisha B'Av also has its halachas. The next day until Chatzos, and then until Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is when you get it from Shiva. Tu B'Av is the seventh day from Tisha B'Av. It's like Tisha B'Av is the first day of Avelus. And then, okay, but basically, what have I done? Basically, we go, I really told you the whole Vart. I told you two sides of the coin. But basically, starting from the beginning of Chodesh Tammuz until we come to Tisha, we're going Mikal El HaChomor. What is lenient to Chomor. We start off with very small restrictions, and as we get closer, the restrictions get more and more severe. So the question is, why is it when it comes to a private Avelus, we go from Chomor to Kal, and why when it comes to the Avelus of Klali, so we go from Kal to Chomor? And the answer is, Rav Yeshua Ber Soloveitchik and many others, is because there's a fundamental difference between Avelus Chodosha and Avelus Yeshana. An old Avelus and a new Avelus. Historical Avelus. A new Avelus, it hits you like a ton of bricks. And then you go from Chomor to Kal. But Avelus Yeshana, it's very hard for a person to put himself in mind to mourn over something which happened almost 2,000 years ago. We're only human beings. How can a person mourn over something which happened such a long time ago? It's very, very difficult. So Chazal had to go and use a technique that's out of the box to get us into the frame of mind by going from Kal to Chomor. Okay, that's the basic word of Yeshua Ber Soloveitchik. Avelus Chodosha, Avelus Yeshana. Avelis Chadasha, it's Kovet, it starts off with a bang, all of the restrictions. And as time goes by, it gets less, less, and less. And Avelis Yashar is very hard. It's very hard to feel mourning for something that happened a very long time ago. Therefore, we have to work our way up. The technique Chazal gave is to start off very calm and to move our way up. Now, I want to make an observation. And my observation is, I want to connect two dots. It's not 100% accurate. Because even on Tisha B'Av, we go down. When Tisha B'Av, when is the, we're always going up. Kal, we're always going up. Chodesh Tammuz, Shivasa B'Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Av, Shavua Shechal Boi, Zayin, the seventh day of Av, then it's Erev Tisha B'Av, then the night of Tisha B'Av, bang, that's the Shpitz.
Then it goes down.
Oh, but let's now look at this. Now it goes down. The night of Tisha B'Av is the most chomer. The day of Tisha B'Av until Chatzos is less chomer. After Chatzos on Tisha B'Av is even less. After the fast is over, it's even, you won't even after Shkia, it's also after sunset, before it says Hakachav, it's also less, by the way. People don't know that. When the sun sets, you have another hour to go. But once it's Shkia, the sun set, it's also less. Somehow you can learn then. After the sun sets, you can take out a Gemara and you can learn after Shkia. What? I don't give some shuls, I give shir. After Mincha, you give it Afyomi. Because after sunset, after Shkia, you can already learn. The restrictions of not learning on Tisha B'Av are cancelled after sunset. And then, but you can't eat until, say, Sakai Chavim, so you got to wait until. And then there is Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, which is less Chomor, but it's still, you can't eat meat. You can't eat meat, so this year you can, but you can't, this year you also can't eat meat. You can't eat meat because of the tinnitus. You can wash your clothing. This year you can wash. And then there's the next day until Chatzos. And then you have to also, it's Chodesh Av. Don't get carried away. Chodesh Av is not a good time. Chodesh Av, it's not a good mazel until Tu B'Av. So it's not true. We do go down. We do go down. We go from Kovei to Kal. So the answer is, they're both there. You know why they're both there? Because Chazal tell us, any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, that generation is guilty of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. So every year, it's Avelus Chadosha. Mitzad Echad, on the one hand, Tisha B'Av is Avelus Yishana. It's old news. 2,000 years ago, what do you expect from me? I should go on the floor and sit and cry for what happened 2,000 years ago? Come on, what do you expect from me? That's right, we don't expect from you. We don't have such expectations that you should immediately sit on the floor and cry. So we need a technique. The technique is to go Mikal El Achamor. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, why wasn't the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt in this generation? Where are we holding? Why is there no Achdus? Why is there Sinas Chinam? Why there's so many problems? Why can't we get our act together? So what's the answer? The answer is we're guilty. Kol dor shelebona migdash biyamav ki. It's as if our generation destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and that demands an avelus chadasha. Avelus chadasha. You go men hachomor elakal. Okay, so we're trying to embellish here the vart of Rav Yosher ben Soloveitchik. Tisha B'Av has both elements. Kal elachomor and chomor elakal. Kal elachomor is a reflection on Avelus Yeshana, what happened 2,000 years ago, and all of the elements of Kovet, how it's been designed, by design, these elements of going Chomer Lakal, that all brings out the tragedy, why we have not been successful in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash in our days. Shem Zaycha to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash, have a wonderful day.